Wyoming lawmakers are addressing a revenue shortfall that could reach $600 million by 2018 by making some budget cuts and using some of the nearly $2 billion they have in savings. But things could get worse very soon, especially since the state is losing a major source of income for school construction. Wyoming Public Radio's Bob Beck reports that lawmakers will have to find a way to make up for declining revenue.
Usually revenue means taxes. The state almost raised taxes in 1999 when the state was facing a budget shortfall. And then overnight, the coalbed methane boom exploded and Wyoming was on easy street. Senate Majority Leader Eli Bebout of Riverton remembers those discussions well. He got into the legislature around the time of the bust in the 1980s and remembers years of budget cuts. He will oppose tax increases in the short term. But what about 5 years from now?
If I had my crystal ball, you know, I don't know. I just can't really answer that. Before everybody said we got to have tax increases. Remember in the bust in the 80s, in the 90s, and we hung firm and said no, and we were right. Right now I'm saying no, but things change.
What scares Bebout this time is coal. He's a longtime energy developer, and so he knows oil and gas prices go up and down. But he says the so-called war on coal has devastated Wyoming, especially the loss of millions of dollars in coal leases that the state used for school construction. It could be a shortfall of between $400 and $700 million. Green River Senator John Hastert is the Democrat on the Senate Appropriations Committee. He says we are a ways from needing to raise taxes.
I don't think we need to do that right at this point, and I don't know, and I don't know that we'll need to do it next biennium because we'll still have plenty of resources. So I think that's for quite a ways down the road.
Hastert says that if the legislature had expanded Medicaid, it could have avoided some of the budget cuts the state is facing this year. That's because expansion would have given the state millions in federal dollars. Sitting in his office, several miles away from where the legislature is meeting, Wyoming Governor Matt Mead says he's been disappointed with the budget lawmakers have put together. Like Hastert, Mead says Medicaid expansion would have helped the state. He also has no interest in raising any taxes right now, even for school buildings.
I don't see having the largest relative rainy day fund, spending on some of the things we're funding, and raising taxes, most of which would be paid by the industries that are hurting the most now, which is our mineral industries.
One lawmaker, though, has no problem taxing the energy industry.
If you create a hole that's the size of $400 million, the only industry that can pull you out is minerals. You can't tax 400,000 people enough to get that kind of a pickup.
That's Senate President Phil Nicholas of Laramie. He's been worried about how the state will fund school construction for many months. Nicholas went to the legislature's revenue committee and urged them to come up with a plan to pay for schools. He argues that if the state starts now, it will eventually raise enough money to handle the funding deficit for school buildings and overall education spending.
If you begin to marshal your problem early enough, you could go out and put a modest tax of, say, raise $50 million a year, and you'd never fall into that hole.
House Appropriations Chairman Steve Harshman says future education funding keeps him awake at night.
We're going to spend every dime of savings we have on the education side, which is about $650 million, that are basically excess federal mineral royalties. We're going to spend every dime of it over the next 3 years.
Standing in a hallway outside the Senate chambers is longtime legislative observer Bill Schilling of the Wyoming Business Alliance. He says the legislature has a legitimate problem.
We're in this bind, and the revenues are not keeping pace with expenditures. And this precipitous drop of revenue, no one forecasted that. No one did.
Schilling says if you want budget cuts, lawmakers will have to focus on the main drivers of the budget: education, healthcare, and family services, three areas that many people rely on and are difficult places to cut. Schilling knows that taxes are very unpopular in Wyoming, but
we don't pay for the services that we receive. The bang for our buck in terms of services is extraordinary in Wyoming.
House Revenue Committee Chairman Mike Madden says his committee will spend the summer looking at how to acquire more money.
A temporary 5 mil or 4 mil property tax is a possibility. Others have talked about a 0.5% increase in the excise and use tax. We've even talked a little bit about wind generation tax, and these are all logical things to look at first.
But House Minority Leader Mary Throne would like the committee to consider something else. In Wyoming's efforts to diversify, it has brought in some companies that don't pay nearly what other industries do.
You know, the data centers, the distribution centers, they have a pretty low tax rate. They don't actually generate a lot of tax revenue over time. And so we need to look at the whole structure, because energy might not come back this time. And what are we going to do?
Throne says the worry is becoming a commodity producing wasteland on the east side of the state, with a couple of nice tourist spots in the northwest. For Wyoming Public Radio, I'm Bob Beck in Cheyenne.